to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 2, episode 34, number 79. Hello.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. It'll be 80 next time.
I know. I can't get over it. Can I get over it? I don't know if I can get over it. I think I can. Anyway, I'm tired. It took us like a half hour to get started, even though I was down here with the best intentions to be early. So I'm all discombobulated. Jay is in Austin, Texas right now, so I'm also freaking out about that because I don't want him to get blown up. And,
as long as he's not staying at someone's personal home and he's not opening any packages, I think he'll be okay.
Well, it was tripwire the other night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, the first three I think were explosives to homes.
Right.
And then there was one that was in the other side of town and it was tripwire, and then there was the one at the FedEx facility, and then another one I think at a FedEx facility near the airport maybe. I'm not sure about that one. And then there was just one at a Goodwill.
Great. So,
how are you guys? I'm like seriously all over the place right now. I accidentally showed you guys my boobs.
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah.
It was too dark. I couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And like adjust your screen.
No, I was trying to adjust the sound on the mixer. Whatever. Anyway.
All is good.
Yes. I was telling Amanda before when we started, I was all set and ready, and then I had the baby in the ergo carrier so I could carry my laptop and everything down here, and he was unhappy to be in there, and he headbutted his soft spot into my chin, so, like, that freaked me the fuck out. So I'm, like, sweating down here. I'm like, oh, my God, between that and the bombs and the...
Great.
And then I was locked out of the computer. I couldn't get GarageBand open, so that was a thing. Anyway, here we are. We're recording. Three minutes in. Haven't done anything.
We're all mostly in one piece.
Mostly in one piece. Anyway, happy spring. It's March 20th.
Yeah.
And you're
it's
getting...
It's really crappy weather here, but it's spring.
Don't talk to us about crappy weather.
We don't talk to you about crappy weather. How crappy is your weather?
It's been cold and rainy. We had really nice weather this weekend. Kind of nice weather this weekend. We had nice weather on Sunday, on Friday and on Sunday we had nice weather, and it's just been cold and rainy all the other days.
It has not topped 40 in what feels like 2 years.
Oh, yuck.
So it's like, yeah, sure, it was sunny here too, but you didn't want to be outside because it was like a wind chill of like 10.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's been pretty awful, guys. Not going to lie.
I know, and it's spring. I'm sorry.
We're supposed to get like a foot of snow tomorrow. So, like, you can take your first day of spring.
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah. Actually, no. Notice. You can coax it really nicely because I would like it to come here. I'll be good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do not miss those long, long winters. But it's been super rainy here. And I want to stay home and curl up in a ball and, like, watch Gilmore Girls. But I have to go to work. And I usually walk. So, like, that's just not a very fun experience.
I wish I could walk to work.
So what do you do when it is storming? Do you have access to a car or like a shuttle bus or something so you don't have to walk in the rain?
I can take the bus, but I like almost never do. I can get a ride because like I do have a car, but it's usually just that Frank needs it.
Yeah.
So if he's like still around when I'm coming to and fro, then I can get a ride. I can also, like, I have some coworkers who live on my block. I can get a ride from them. But I would just rather usually walk. And, like, sometimes I'll, like, sit out and think, like, okay, it's not raining that much. It'll be fine. And then by the time I get to work, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Bring a change of clothes. Yeah. Just in case.
Yes, it's the footwear. That's the problem. Because it really limits the outfits that you can wear if you have to have shoes, you know, that are, like, waterproof and stuff that really cuts down on my shoe possibilities.
I do the second pair sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'm also like, I just don't have that female gene that like enjoys shoe shopping. So I find, particularly in the winter, I just don't have like appropriate footwear for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have a pair of shoes that is 100% waterproof, which is kind of a problem, especially this particular winter.
Totally talked
kind
about
of a problem.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still have not fixed the problem.
Yeah.
So I have to do two shoes a lot of times because the first pair needs some time off my feet to dry.
That's why you should become a patron, ladies and gentlemen. Help Amanda buy not water gonna lie, shoes. Guys, water resistant.
I would not use my patron money to buy shoes. I just,
It's not a bad investment, though.
It's not.
It's wonderful. It's an absolutely wonderful investment, but
it's just not.
I'm right there with you, Amanda. And yeah. I think about it because also it doesn't rain here that often. So on the days when it really does, and especially when there's like a stretch of a couple of weeks of rain, then I really do think about it. And I think more and more every day that it rains, I think more and more about how I need to fix that problem. And then it'll stop raining and be nice again for like weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'll forget about the problem.
Yep.
Until, you know, like a year later when I have the exact same whole experience and thought process over again.
It's a vicious cycle.
It really is.
Really. Yeah, it is.
It's terrible.
Anyways.
Oh, but luckily last weekend on Saturday, it did not rain.
Yes, hooray! I was going to say, did anybody do anything Hollywood this weekend?
So we went to the open casting call, and there was not very much information about it in the papers or published really anywhere that I could find. All I knew was like the hotel that it was at, and then it was from 10 to 4, and you're just supposed to show up and bring a pen and a picture. And so we go, and like we were going to get there at 10, and then we went to Walgreens to print out our pictures, and they were having issues with the paper, yada, yada, yada. That took a little bit longer than planned.
You did go to Walgreens. Yay. Okay.
Walgreens, yes. And so we ended up getting there at like 10:30. And I don't know how this works. I'm thinking like, yeah, you basically like show up any time between 10 and 4, and right? So we thought we were there like super early. It's like, you know, they just started. Little did I realize we should have got there at 9.
Yeah.
The people who were there,
yeah,
yes. Next time, if there's ever a next time, now I'll know. The people who were there at 9 were out by 10:30. We got there at 10:30, and we were out by 3.
Yeah, whoa.
Was it fun at least?
It was so weird because, like, again, it was super lucky that it wasn't raining because it had rained the day before. It had rained like the morning up super early. There were some really bad clouds during the thing. It was like really cold. We were freezing, God, I used to hate when people said that here because it's really not freezing.
But
damn, my blood has been, yeah, I'm acclimated and it was cold. And so we were really lucky as far as that was concerned. There was like a moment of like 45 minutes when it was almost too hot. And I was like, shit, I didn't even wear any sunscreen.
Yeah.
And so those are the pictures that I posted in the Facebook, in the patron group of like, we're all like wearing scarves.
Yeah. At first,
right.
Before I read your caption, I was like, oh, are they dressed like that? Because it said to come dressed a certain way.
Right. No, I was a little bit self-conscious because I was like, I really hope people don't think that I'm like trying to like play out wearing a headscarf because that's not what this is.
Like, I'm not appropriating anything. I am just fair skinned and redheaded.
Exactly.
I'm sure anyone else that was standing in that sun would have thought had the same thought process of like trying to cover, give yourself as much shade as you possibly can.
Yeah. So, but the rest of it was really cold. We went like through the parking lot all the way around the building, and then like snaked inside the building. And it was not as bad as I would have thought. Like upon arrival, if you had told me I'm going to stand here for like 3 to 4 hours, I would have been like seriously reconsidering. But the time went by pretty fast. Like we had a good time. We talked to some of the people in the line. Yeah, for whatever reason, it was not so bad. And then when we finally got up to into the building, they took people in groups of like 100 into the ballroom and like sat us down and talked to us for a few minutes. And they were super nice and funny and fun and like kind of explained like what it would be. They said that, first of all, last time only 300 people showed up and they weren't allowed to say what the TV show was going to be. So this time, of course, there were like a couple thousand people. But anyway, they also said that they're looking to do more just like shots like in Monterey, like stuff in coffee shops and like various different things. Cause even like the quote unquote coffee shop that they go to on the wharf, which is actually a restaurant. It's true that like, if you watch those scenes, that the outside, like they're actually, on location, but the inside is like a studio in LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not correspond. Yeah. And I remember seeing like a couple of shots on the inside and like, not recognizing what that was. And I was like, okay,
that doesn't look right.
That makes sense because it isn't that place. But so it sounds like this year they actually need a lot more extras and they should be calling us soon. I think they said in like a week.
Oh, wow.
They're starting filming. God, I want to say that they started on Monday, either the Monday that just happened or next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in LA. And then they'll come up to Monterey in April and be here for most of the month and then come back in June also. So there are a lot of opportunities and we'll see. They said they were looking for a lot of just like, you know, actual couples, actual families, like people like with their actual dogs to be in the shots. So I went with my husband and they're like, make sure to like write it down. If
you're like my actual dog. So I went with my husband.
Yeah, they're like dogs.
Sorry. My thought was connecting to the very first example I said with your actual spouse.
According to Reese Witherspoon's Instagram,
I saw that.
Yeah. Sorry. That's love her Instagram. Sorry.
Oh, I'll have to follow her.
Yeah, I don't follow her.
But yeah, so I guess we'll see. I'll let you know if I get a call. And I don't know. I mean, I would love to. I think it'd be really fun to participate. If it's during the week, like, I don't know if I would actually take off time from work or not. I don't know. It's up for debate. But if they need us for, like, a Saturday or something, that could be really fun. So, we shall see.
That's awesome. Oh, that's exciting. I'm glad you got to go, and I'm glad that, like, it wasn't so crowded that you didn't get to have the whole experience. And that's also, like, I feel like sometimes it goes that way, too, that the line's, like, too long, so they only take... like we were X amount of people and they cut it off. So I'm glad that didn't happen. I'm glad you got to
happened to the people that got there later than us. And actually this is the one thing that really pissed me off. I was pissed. I was really pissed. So we're almost to the door to get in. At this point, we've been waiting for like 3 or 3.5 hours. And this random dude comes up, says hi to my husband. And apparently it's the guy who like, replaced him at his past job. So they like know each other because they've seen each other maybe once or twice in their lives. My husband doesn't even know his name. But so he comes up, says hi, and starts chatting with us. And
he didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, that and makes me, like, as a Comic-Con goer, that makes me kind of mad, except I've totally done it before.
Well, I was like raging. He came up and asked if he could cut in line. And Franco, like, didn't really know how to respond. Like, I mean, it put us all in a situation that was really uncomfortable. But I told him, like, actually, no, I'm not comfortable with that.
Good for you.
Good. Because it's like, I'm sure there was, like, a shit ton of people behind you.
Well, exactly. It makes us look like assholes to all the people. And I even pointed out, I was like, these people have been waiting for, like, 3.5 hours. Like, I'm not comfortable with that. And I said it multiple times, and he just fucking stayed. I was so goddamn pissed off. This is one of those times where I started talking shit about him to Frank in French because I was just so mad. Like, I will use that on very rare occasions if I'm really pissed off because, like, I want to make you feel uncomfortable because you know I'm talking about you.
Right.
That motherfucker.
Mad.
Yeah.
Especially because you were right at the door. Like, it'd be one thing if you still had, like, another 2 hour wait, then it's like, it doesn't really freaking matter. Like, sure, come on in. Right. Like, you were right there. Like, that was a calculated move that he did.
Oh, yeah, that was total dick move. And I have not done that.
But also, like, I told him in no uncertain terms that, no, I wasn't comfortable with that. And I even said, like, do you really not care? Like, about all these people who've been waiting, and he was basically like, no, it's fine.
But it's not fine, because I'm telling you, it's not fine.
Exactly.
You do not have consent to cut the line.
Right.
Yeah.
How many different ways do I have to say this?
Right. No means no. I don't feel comfortable.
But at the same time, yeah, that was the one thing that I was like pretty pissed about. But anyway, other than that, it was a great experience. If that fucking fucker gets cast, then... afterwards, like, we talked about it a lot because Frank really, like, supported me and agreed, but he's also not gonna you know, go so far as to say that this person is like a bad person because they cut in line. And I also won't say that. I don't know this guy. He did a bad thing. Doesn't mean that he's a bad person. But
right.
It really fucking pissed me off. Like, just don't do that.
Well, exactly. Especially if, like, that's kind of ballsy when someone says on several occasions, like, hey, I don't feel comfortable. Like, we waited here for 3.5 hours. Like, there's a long line behind us. And he still gets it, but also then doesn't excuse it. Like, it'd be one thing. He's like, oh, I know. Normally I wouldn't do this, but, like, I have somewhere to be. Yeah. Or, like, my wife is pregnant in the hospital. Like, I don't know why you would be there anyway. That was a bad example.
right. No, but I see what you're saying. No, and so we were like filling out these cards. They gave them to us to fill out like just a few minutes before we actually got into the room because they're trying to speed up the process.
Right.
This is where they told you to bring a pen. So I, of course, had, you know, a pen for Frank, a pen for me. My roommate had a pen. Like, we all had pens.
Yeah. All the pens.
Oh my God. This dude didn't have a pen, did he? He's failing at everything.
He has to borrow a pen. And I was like, oh, so you show up late and cut in line and you also don't have a pen?
Yeah, I would have been not.
I was pissed.
If it's not clear from my tone, I'm mad and I'm judging you.
And it's just like, it's like you're saying about it. Like, it's one thing to like cut in line. Like, I'm just not cool with that. Actually, the whole time we were talking about how civilized it was and how we were talking about, because like, my roommate's not from the U.S. and then obviously Frank isn't either. And we're talking about like cultural differences in different countries and like standing in line, like whether you're in your culture, you're like rule following or not. It's like, you know, different ways that you can compare cultures. And it's not that one's good or bad, but it's just a sort of a marker. And like in the U.S. we tend to be rule following people. So like you stand in line. It's right. Not true for other places and that's fine. But like here, everyone's sort of on the same page that you stand in line.
This conversation is so relevant to what we're going to talk about later.
I actually kind of thought of that. That's where my line is. You fucking stand in. I mean, unless you're in a country where it's acceptable to not form a coherent line.
Or not even in a country, just in a situation. Like, because it's kind of like an unspoken rule at Comic-Con that people will hold line stuff. You know, like stuff like that. And other people will get pissed, but like, there you can trade bathroom passes, so like you're taking somebody else's place in line, so you don't have to wait. And there's, you know, certain things that are like acceptable amongst the longtime goers, and then you know, you teach the newbies about that too. We've taught total strangers, like this past year there was a psych reunion panel and Jay had something to do and I came early with Zach, and we were halfway up. So we weren't at the end of the line. We weren't at the front. We were kind of somewhere in the middle, but we were definitely going to get in. And I was talking to these two dudes for like the 2 hours that Zach and I had been there. And I said to them, hey, my husband's coming up. I think he went to like a Ghostbusters panel or something. It's like, can he come and stand in line with us? Is that okay? Like, and they were like, oh yeah, sure. We ended up like making friends with them for the day and like sitting with them for the panel. And we like taught them some Comic-Con tricks. We were like, you know about the bathroom pass thing? And like, we told them like certain things and like that ended up working out nicely. But there are times when you're like close to the front of the line or even in the middle where people behind you will be like, that's not cool. And then you kind of have to honor that, unless, of course, you're a douchebag.
Right.
And don't. And then, I mean, whatever. That's your karma for the future.
But that's right. Exactly what I was thinking. Like, what if, because there are people, you know, people that showed up at like 2, there's a good chance that they did get cut off. And it's like, if any of those people didn't make it in because this motherfucker used us and then didn't respect when I was telling him no, then that's just so shitty.
Right. And I guess I just don't understand that mentality that you can excuse that. That you can just write off the fact that you're somehow above the rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I guess that's my like goody two shoes showing. But it just makes no sense to me that you're like, well, this is what I want to do and I don't care who I inconvenience, what that person then thinks of me. Like, you just don't care. And I don't understand how do you get to that point.
Oh, and his whole thing that he said a couple of times was that if his friends showed up, like, he'd totally do the same for them. Like, if we showed up late, he would have done the same for us. And we had to tell him, like, we're not your friends. Like, you don't know us.
Yeah, there's the actual. Like,
we wouldn't have asked you to do that for us, though. That there's the key difference. I wouldn't have asked you.
Right.
Well, because I didn't follow the rules, and I care about other people.
Well,
exactly.
But even
if
like
Franker, so chummy. Then why is he like
not even know your name
pissing off his good friend's wife?
Right.
It's. Yeah, I think the more ballsy part is that he didn't even really know you guys.
Seriously. It felt like we were totally used.
He totally used.
Very nice.
Either. He recognized Frank and he's like, "Oh, great opportunity.
Oh, we're friends." Oh.
Well,
and he saw the line and I was like, "Nope, the line started over there." Pointed it out for him and then he just stayed.
Yeah. Well,
but anyway,
so it was cool. Other than that,
yeah, it was cool.
Well, I really, really hope that you guys get picked for something.
Me too.
It could be awesome. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago, two weeks ago when we talked about it, I am very curious to know what kind of craft service stuff and if you are able to partake in it.
Okay,
right. Well, you'll have to do like a video diary of the day if you get chosen.
Okay, wow, there's absolutely no cell phones allowed, so don't even bring that.
Oh, that's true.
Listen, they have that same rule.
I work in television. How did I not know that? Duh. Come on, kid.
They have that same rule in the White House. Nobody pays attention to that either, so.
Did we talk about, is it known? They mentioned that Meryl Streep is going to be in this season.
Yes.
That is out in the public.
Alexander Skarsgård's mom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh my God. If you're in a scene and like behind Meryl, can you imagine?
No, not for nothing. I don't think extras get that close to the talent.
I'm not talking like 2 feet behind her. I mean like, 15, 30 feet behind her. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying like you're going to stand next to her or like bump into her and like spill coffee on her or something in a scene. I'm just saying, like, if you're in the same presence vicinity of her,
it'd be pretty amazing.
# I'm with Meryl.
Yep.
Yay, this could be very exciting. You guys are drinking awesome mugs right now.
I suppose. So our Christmas gifts finally arrived.
Yes, after a long, long last, and I remember to buy one for myself too.
Do you have it with you right now?
No, I don't have it with me. I used it the other day, so it's actually in the dishwasher.
Okay, I was going to say, don't use your baby as an excuse.
No, I'm not using the baby as an excuse.
Give you clear request.
Yes, no. It's in the dishwasher. So anyway, yay, I'm glad that those got there. Did you guys like the toilet paper too?
That was good.
Yeah, I super needed it. We're down to one roll, so... And we're waiting for our Amazon Prime delivery to come, so it might get used.
Oh, boy. So
as early as, the next couple of days.
Sweet. It's Donald Trump toilet paper, in case anybody's wondering. Right?
Yep.
I bought it back.
Had kittens on it. I don't know.
I bought it back in, September. Yeah.
I hope it's comfortable.
Let's be honest. It's probably not.
It's probably not. You're probably right. It's about the gag. So maybe I'll hold on to it and I'll save it for like a party or something.
Listen, can you take a shit, use that and tweet while you're wiping your ass? Because that would be totally appropriate.
I could try.
Okay.
That sounds like a really complicated maneuver.
Yeah.
But I'll try.
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
That
excellent.
Sounds like a recipe for your phone to get real dirty.
Yeah. I don't tweet. I take my phone into the bathroom all the time. Like every time I poop.
Yeah, but I also don't try and use it during those key crucial moments need to be focusing on something else.
Clearly not that too. I mean, yes, clearly I focus when I'm cleaning myself. I'm just saying. this is going to sound terrible. You know how you go to pee, but you have a surprise poop sometimes?
Yeah.
So that happened to me last night, but I didn't have my phone or anything with me. So I was
like, you just had to sit there and be in the moment and to be fully present.
No. So then I made Jay stand by the door and have a conversation with me because I couldn't not do it. I was like, I'm really bored. My phone is in the other room. Can
you keep magazines in the bathroom?
Not in my bathroom. No.
I always
have my phone.
I always keep a few magazines.
Yeah. Well, no.
When I'm doing my hair, when I'm just like sitting there for even just a few minutes, a few seconds. Like if I'm down there, just.
I suppose I could have read like a tampon box or something and be like, how do these used again? It's been a while.
So it's good to refresh.
Hey, speaking of, I have my 6-week appointment on Friday.
And?
Oh, I don't know. I'm having it. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I thought you said you had it. I heard. H-A-D.
Ah, sorry. I guess as you're listening to this right now on Friday, yeah. I could be at my appointment.
Imagine that. Or not.
I don't even remember actually what the...
I was going to say, what does that consist of?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll tell you about it next week. Alexa, you're scaring the fuck out of me. I'm home by myself and the lights are off out there, which I don't remember turning the lights off, so...
I'd rather not answer that.
That's super creepy, Alexa.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little creeped out right now.
You want to check it out?
No. No.
Okay. Yeah, no. Stay here. If it makes you feel any better, I've been sitting here like really worked up for the past couple of minutes because I can hear this like scratching on the window.
Stop.
Do you want to know what it is? It just means the freaking snow started. I'm such a dummy.
Well, you should look outside.
No, because now I can know that it's snow. If I open the window and it's not,
okay, yes. Fair enough.
Then we have an issue.
Okay, fair enough, because I'm like legit freaked out, and there's a good chance I'm going to go out and turn a light on at some point.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I was thinking about the surprise poop thing.
Oh, yeah, so...
Because...
I made Jay talk to me through the door, and he was like, what am I doing? I was like, I don't have anything to do with myself, so you have to talk to me while I poop. That's love for you guys. That's marriage. That's 11 years together.
I always find, like, I always thought, like, surprise poops are quick.
Well, it was kind of quick, but I wanted to sit there on the squatty pot and see if anything else was coming.
Yeah.
But here's my question, right? So guys can't really have a surprise poop.
Yeah, they can.
But, I mean, don't they usually urinate standing up, like facing the wrong direction?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, well, maybe it's the urge, like the surprise urge.
Right. You're like, while you're there, you're like, oh, maybe I should just, you know, finish up here and turn around.
Yeah.
It's a bummer that they can't just, like, you know, do them both at the same time, though.
Yeah.
That's
well,
true.
The inferior sex.
Yeah. Seriously. We
can't pee at the same time. Jesus.
I was with Zach. We went to the bouncy house. We were there for like 3.5 hours and he didn't poop his pants once.
Good man.
I know.
Well done, sir.
This is our third bouncy house trip or fourth in on a Tuesday that he's been home. They fucking knew our names when we came in today. The lady was like, here, Zachy, take a bracelet. Because they have the bracelets to make sure, you know, sure that you paid. And I was like, you know our names? My God.
Those things are fun, those bouncy places.
They are.
I went to one in Atlanta with Daniel's niece and nephew when they had their like 5th or 6th birthday.
I wish there were grown-up ones. Yeah, yeah, we're doing Zach's birthday there.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to play.
I went to a bouncy house at the Museum of Sex, and there were, like, boobs in there.
Bouncy boobs?
Also really fun.
Also yeah. Really fun.
Surprisingly so.
There's a motorboating joke in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Motorboating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Motorbodying?
Yeah. Speedboating, if you just like run in between them.
Speedboating. Amazing. Julie, can you get us something for Pure Romance for speedboating?
Yep.
Oh, anyway, all right. Does anybody else have anything? Otherwise, we'll move on.
It was a pretty quiet weekend. I burnt myself making soup on Friday. Look at that. It's a pretty solid burn.
Ooh. Oh, you mean burn yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty. So Daniel and I, we went to this really awesome sushi restaurant, a few neighborhoods over in Brooklyn that we really love. It's like one of those really like high class, expensive places. He got a big tax return this year, so we decided to like celebrate and have like a nice like baller meal. So we went and we got the omakase, which is where the chef just makes you whatever their spirit is feeling that day. And it's always really awesome, but it's like really freaking expensive. So we never do it. Like I'm not one that can like justify spending that kind of money, but I can justify spending his money. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't mean that. But because we were like the spirit of indulgence, we got what we got a bottle of sake, you know, like as you do. Not realizing when the bottle arrived, it looked like a liter of soda.
Oh.
It was huge.
That's what she said.
Right. So we were like, okay, we're doing this. So we drank the whole thing and then went home and made soup because the next day
we came home and made love.
Yeah, no, made soup. Because the next day we were going up to visit some friends of ours that just had a baby like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my, a lot of your stories are my friend that just had a baby or my friend right. that's having a baby.
It's happened. It's happened. It's happening. It's just that we're in that phase in our life.
You know way more people than, or no, I'm sorry. You socialize with way more people. I know tons of people on Facebook that are having babies.
It's true. I'm blessed with a good group of people. That is for sure.
A very fertile group of people.
A very fertile group of people as well. But yeah, so they just had a baby like 2 weeks ago, and it was our first time going to visit them and meet the baby. And I've gotten into the thing where instead of just, you know, showing up, I want to bring them food because, ooh, you know, I would imagine the first few weeks with a new baby is really stressful and you don't have time to cook and stuff. So if I can bring you a few meals.
Yes, that is awesome.
But making soup when you've had half a bottle of a giant bottle of sake, your reaction time is a little slow.
But I'm totally going to use making soup as a euphemism for sex now. Just so you know.
I love it.
Okay. The soup was delicious, by the way.
Oh, that's good. Like, what kind of soup was it?
It was a minestrone.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it is my new favorite soup to make because you can just kind of throw in whatever you got.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You know, keep it interesting. Change it up. Everybody has a good time. Yeah. It's, you know, plenty of people can share in the fun. There's plenty of different activities.
That's true.
That go into it.
It's a mood enhancer, if you will, if you may.
Yeah. So there we go. And now I've got this giant burn on my arm that I hope heals.
Yeah.
So really, it would be a very unseemly scar.
I still have, speaking of scars, I still have the three scars on my two wrists and the back of my hand from where they put the IVs in me when Alex was born. I know it's only been 6 weeks, but I'm like, I kind of hope they stay. They look like badass freckles. I'm not going to lie.
Right. I'm surprised they're scars. Like, wouldn't like they just be like pinpricks?
Oh, no. You would think. Let me see if I can show you one. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
pretty thick.
Yeah, they're pretty big. They were big needles, I guess. They were big needles, and that girl really didn't know how to put it in. Mm. That's what she said. But she really didn't. She needs to go back to some soup making classes.
Come now. Soup is not the cure for all. It can cure a lot, it can't cure everything.
That is very true.
Good soup.
And everybody wants to eat the soup, to make the soup. If everyone wants to make the soup, the soup.
That's true. Well, in case in point, you don't have to be terribly coordinated to make the soup. So,
So again, it's like last week. It's like how I make soup, you know, awesome in theory and then gets real awkward real fast. Yeah. I told Jay that. I was like, I made a funny when I was editing. And he was like, yeah, that's actually kind of accurate. And I was like, thanks. I'm nothing if not self-aware. Usually it's because I just can't stop talking. Like now.
Just keep going until somebody stops you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, you know. Okay. So, fun things to do. I sent you guys a link before we started for a fun quiz to take. Does anybody want to take that?
Yes. I would love nothing more.
Okay, cool. So this quiz was, and I will post this in the show notes. It's from BuzzFeed. It was going around the internets about a month ago. Everyone is a combination of two Harry Potter characters. Which one are you? Everybody ready?
Yep.
Yes.
First question. What's your hybrid Hogwarts house?
Slytherclaw for me.
I am going to go with...
Slytherpuff. That's just fun to say.
I'm going to go with Gryffindor.
That's sort of what I was leaning towards as well.
Because I'm definitely not a Ravenclaw. I'm not smart enough.
Yeah, me neither.
Possibly.
If you're not smart enough, I'm definitely not smart enough.
You have to be smart to be in Ravenclaw.
That's very true. Clever.
About being interested in learning and maybe a little bit quirky.
Word. Okay. Number two. What would your favorite subject be? I am going to go with divination because you know it. I still remember things the Ouija board told me when I was growing up and refer back to them.
Nice.
Is it nice or is it a little bit losery?
No, I think it's cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I go transfiguration. Learn how to change into a cat.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm between Charms, Defense Against the Dark Arts, and Transfiguration.
Go with Defense Against the Dark Arts. That's way more. That's the first thing that comes up when I think of you.
Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome. Because you're very passionate about things.
That's true.
Fair. So, good point.
Okay, who are you in your friend group? The choices here are the mom, the wise one, the rowdy one, the quiet one, the smart one, or the loyal one.
Okay, here's my...
I am the rowdy one. Would you agree, Amanda?
Yes.
I'm not the mom, surprisingly.
I have various friend groups. Nah. And sometimes you can be like different things in different friend groups.
Well, which one are you most, do you most identify with? It's just a BuzzFeed quiz.
I know. This is going to sound pretentious again if I say the smart one.
Just say the smart one.
No, you can be the smart one. I would put you as the smart one. You're the smart one in my squad.
But I was telling...
Truth.
I was telling you guys... that apropos of what we were talking about last week about being pretentious, I had written a status about it in 2010 because that's how much it pissed me off, and it literally came up in my memories this morning.
That is, universe knows. So universe weird. Knows.
I love that. Maybe you should have also gone with divination.
Maybe.
Amanda, which one are you?
I'm not sure. I'm between the quiet one and the loyal one.
I was going to ask you if you were the quiet one or the loyal one.
I think I'd rather be the loyal one because the quiet one sucks.
The quiet one doesn't suck.
Didn't you have Hufflepuff as one of your cross houses?
I did.
So they're loyal.
That's true.
All right, you're the loyal.
I wish there was like a funny one, but they don't have that.
Weird that they don't have.
They don't have that. Okay, so I'm going to be the loyal one.
What's your sign? Water, fire, earth, air. Well, Shani and I are water.
I'm water as well, I believe. Cancer's water.
Okay.
Right?
I have no idea.
I think so. It's crab. It's an aquatic being.
Yes, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Which Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher was the worst? Snape. I don't know why I just started reading the choices when I did not do it earlier. Snape, Lockhart, Quirrell, Mad-Eye Moody, the other one.
Lupin.
Yeah, like the werewolf one. And
Lupin.
And Umbridge.
And Umbridge.
Who was the worst?
I'm going with Quirrell. Because he literally had... Oh, and they all sucked. There's a choice they all sucked, which is what I'm going to guess Shandy's going with.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well, Lupin didn't suck.
Yeah, no. Nor did Mad-Eye.
And the Mad-Eye imposter didn't suck.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Quirrell.
Yeah, because he literally had the dude that he was teaching defense against in him.
Well, he's also just like a stupid character. At least like Umbridge and Lockhart are like interesting characters. Yeah. Like characters you love to hate. Like Quirrell is just like a wet blanket.
Yeah.
He is a wet blanket, but I think in terms of like being a teacher, I'm going to go with Umbridge. She like literally tortured her students.
That's fair.
Fair.
But you took a different direction with that. I appreciate it.
Favorite book. And there are the seven books. And then of choices, I didn't read them all.
Why the fuck are you taking this quiz?
People just like BuzzFeed quiz. I am going to go with Azkaban.
Oh, this is tough.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Azkaban's really when the story really takes off and you're like, oh shit, yeah, there's something here.
I like Azkaban. I also like Chamber of Secrets.
Really?
I do.
I like it better upon rereads, but it was definitely my least favorite.
Maybe that's why. I like it better on rereads because I like how much it ties back.
And now thanks to Shut Up Tim, we know that Moaning Myrtle was just upset that she'd never get her period in there.
Yeah,
or whatever it was. Well, I'm going with Azkaban.
I'm going with Half Blood Prince.
Ooh, that is a great
Order
one.
Of the Phoenix.
It really is.
I like Order that we're Phoenix all doing a different one.
Yeah.
You like emo Harry?
I hated Order of the Phoenix the first time I read it, but now I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah, well, because it's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite magical creature. And then there's a whole bunch of creatures.
A mermaid, there's a goblin, there's Phoenix, there's the thing that you can only see if you've seen somebody die, there's
a griffin, right? No. A buckbeak is a what? There's a buckbeak. Hippogriff?
Hippogriff. Yeah.
And Adobe.
Adobe.
Adobe. Adobe, get it?
Adobe.
Adobe Pro.
I'll go with the Buckbeak one.
I'll go with Dobby.
I was going to say, I got to go with my boy Dobby.
Or maybe I'll go with the...
He's friends. Loyal. He's a loyal friend.
He will literally die for you.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, pick a broom to fly on. And there's a shitload of broom choices, and I don't know all of them. So I'm going to go with this crazy-ass purple-looking one.
I want to pick the mop just for, I don't know.
There is a mop, guys.
There's a mop.
And the best is it links to where the pictures all come from.
Right.
And there's shit on from Amazon, so we may have to buy them.
I also like the one with the kickstand. I feel like that's just really functional.
Yeah. I might go with that one, actually.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, too. I like that one.
All right. Pick a spell. Lumos, Wingardium Leviosa. Expelliarmus and Avada Kedavra.
Like, really? That's an option?
Yep.
Well, you know, no fear.
What does that say about you if you pick that one?
Seriously. I'm going to go Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll go with Expelliarmus.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I'll go with the flashlight one, then. No, I'm just kidding. I don't remember which one I picked the first time I took this. Wingardium Leviosa makes things fly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with Expelliarmus because I have two boys and I feel like that is a handy thing. Finally, pick your favorite character, and your choices are Hermione, Ron, Harry, Luna, Neville, Ginny, Mrs. Weasley, the crazy one, Bellatrix, thank you, and He Who Shall Not Be Named. I'm going with Neville.
Nice.
Oh, I'm going with my girl Hermione.
Yeah, I'm going with Hermione. Oh, I should have picked a ginger. You know, I had so many choices. Oh, this is interesting.
All right, who'd you get?
What'd you get?
I got Harry and Draco.
Really?
You're determined, brave, and don't know how to keep your mouth shut. Sometimes you find yourself at odds with yourself. Well, that is the first true part of this. You're filled with a lot of inner turmoil. I don't know how much I agree. I don't think they got me right.
Yeah, I did not see that coming.
Okay, Shani, what did you get?
I got Hermione and Luna.
That's appropriate.
Incredibly sharp and a bit eccentric. You're both logical and imaginative at the same time. The best of both worlds.
Nice.
I like it. Sign me up.
I like that too. I got, so the first time I took it, I got Harry and Luna. This time I got Hermione and Luna.
Oh.
You're incredibly sharp and a bit eccentric. You're both logical and imaginative at the same time. That's both worlds, as we know. I don't know why I just reread that. Okay.
Just in case it was going to be different.
Just in case it was going to change. I wonder what I picked differently this time around. I think it was the spell. I think I picked Lumos the first time.
Oh.
Anyway. Yay. Okay. Now that that's settled, shall we get to some feedback?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So the most popular bit of feedback we had this week was based on Shandy's child sex toy. Which sounds so wrong.
Yes, it sounds really wrong. It's just a toy.
Apparently it's a real thing. I still have never seen this before.
I have never seen this either.
I think you're all playing a big prank on me.
Kayla shared something called a mini glitter water tube. Is that similar to what you were talking about?
It's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay, because then, is that the same thing that Lori shared, and it's called water wiggles?
Yes.
What does it do?
Yeah, what does it do?
What do you suppose, how are you supposed to
play
with it?
Is it like a waterbed for your dick?
No. You're supposed to try to hold it, but it will slip through your hands, because it, like, rolls in on itself. It's, like, slippery, and then...
I don't know about this.
I know. The more I talk about it, the weirder it sounds.
The weird, it really does.
Yeah, I'm skeptical.
It's a toy. And I will have you note that Lori looked up kids squishy slider toy was her search. So for kids.
I actually was trying to come up with a game to play. And it was going to be something sold like a kid's toy or something sold from Spencer's. And I realized just how terrible I am at putting together those games. So I quickly abandoned that idea after about 3 minutes of searching. And by that, I mean one Google search in which I clicked on like 3 links and was like, nope.
I think one of our more, I don't know, creative listeners
please come up with that game.
That sounds great.
I'm into it.
Me too. Yeah, that's what she said.
We had a lot of people. I was just very proud of the fact that I'm not crazy. So we had Amy that said she remembers those. Lori did say, thankfully, nothing sexual came up while searching for this. It was the first thing. She didn't even have to scroll down. Joe said, that's exactly what I was thinking of when I was listening to Shandy describe it. I remember having one as a kid. Thank you. Mandy says, I remember having one, but still have no idea the point of it. Yes. Yes, I agree. And Rhonda says, keep us occupied when we're kids.
Nice. Okay.
They couldn't just give you like a box of Cracker Jacks or something?
I don't know. It was oddly fun. I remember really liking it. Greg says it's a science toy.
It is?
How? Why?
She's talking
in quotation marks, so I get the implication. But yeah, it was a thing. So I'm not crazy. It exists. I actually really wanted to like surprise order both of you one of these and send it in the mail. But when I looked up on Amazon mini glitter water tube, I did not find it. So
I'm curious what you did find though.
Nothing that interesting.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. Missed opportunity.
I will have to get these and make them party favors at Zach's birthday.
Oh my God. Look, the one that Lori showed us is 5 inches. So
it's average.
So it's, yeah.
a little less than average.
What is the actual average? Now I'm really curious.
To the internet.
To the internet.
I'm a little bit nervous.
I used to subscribe to like Cosmo and all that. So I'm pretty sure it's 6 inches.
Oh my God. Yeah. I really love that my phone is set on replacing the word penis with an eggplant like automatically. So I'm just trying to look up average penis size, and of course it got average eggplant size.
Did you know that the eggplant emoji is like impossible to find swag for, like, or merchandise for? It's always the poop one or like the
someone is really like missing out on a big industry.
I know. Seriously. I can't help but wonder if like there's no licensing rights or something that exists for that, because they don't want to turn it dirty. But like, you know, the poop emoji is everywhere.
Also, like, how did that become a thing? Like, when they were dreaming up emojis, and they're like, and we should have one That's a pile of poop, but it's smiling. That's what makes it special.
Somebody right. that has a mind like mine.
They're going to want to use this because of the smile.
So I will say I looked up average penis size, and one of the things that I got was from HuffPost, the ideal penis size in 10 countries. Sure. And it's followed by 3 of the eggplant emojis. So.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. I just want the eggplant like pillow, because you know how you can get like the poop pillow?
I feel like that the eggplant pillow would actually be very comfortable, like for traveling.
Oh my God, yes. I would actually, you know what I would really love? I would really love like a human size eggplant pillow that I could use to like cuddle.
That's Shandy's ideal boyfriend pillow. Is
I'm a huge fan.
Pure romance. Again, get on that.
Oh man, this is in centimeters. Come on.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, what's the centimeters? I got the translation pulled up.
Okay. Oh, wait. They're giving me it in both now.
I'm just going to type on Jay's computer, of course. Average male penis length.
It says, on average, women perceived the average male penis length to be 5.5
inches. Oh, 5.1 inches.
13.8 centimeters. And the ideal penis size to be 6.3 inches, 15.8 centimeters.
Okay, well, my Cosmos growing up were wrong. Yeah, because I have here in Wikipedia, human penis size, 5.1 inches.
Okay, but wait, I'm confused now. What is the difference between the average penis average and ideal. Okay, got it. But this doesn't tell me what the average actually is.
Wikipedia told me. Wait, and we're not even, I don't know if this is even, I'm assuming that it's erect and not flaccid. The average flaccid penis is 6 point, is, I'm sorry, not six. maybe in Wakanda. No, I'm just kidding. I'll take that out. 3.61 inches, and the average erect is 5.16 inches.
Huh. I'm showing something that says that the average penis, circumference.
Ah, yes, that's.
Circumference when erect was 4.8 inches. What?
Okay.
Which means that the average width of the erect penis is approximately 1.5 inches, which, let's face it, that's really the only thing that matters.
Okay. We need to keep going, because now we have definitely lost the narrative. Or maybe that was the narrative the whole time. All right. Mike shares a run-walk training plans from Jeff Galloway.
Yes, thank you for that.
JeffGalloway.com/training.
Yep, if it ever stops being winter, mm-hmm. I'll take advantage of it.
And then Matt shared with us the first bit of feedback that we'll never read. The title of this is, "A Government Study of Alcohol's Benefits Largely Funded by Alcohol Companies." Well, you know what? We're just going to bury that one. We don't need to read this. This sounds like fake news.
Maybe next week we'll have time for it.
Fake news.
This is running a little long.
5.2 inches, you mean?
I'm not going to say that's long. I'm going to say that's apparently average.
That's slightly above average. and then Matt says, thanks for the love last week. If you're interested, here was my playlist. So last week we shared Matt's radio show link, and he played a female playlist in honor of Women's History Month. So here is what he played. I Am Woman by Helen Reddy. Unity by Queen Latifah. Let's Talk About Sex by Salt-N-Pepa. X Factor by Ms. Lauryn Hill. The Weeknd by SZA. Love is a Losing Game by Amy Winehouse. Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me by the Andrews Sisters. Don't Explain by Billie Holiday. I Love You for Sentimental Reasons by Ella Fitzgerald. Gigantic by the Pixies. I Think I'm Paranoid by Garbage. Violet by Hole. Cherry Bomb by the Runaways. Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill. Since You've Been Gone, Sweet Sweet Baby by Aretha. It's long, so I'm going to stop there. But there's some of my favorite songs are actually on here, and that would include Extraordinary Machine by Fiona Apple, which I love. And I love the original version of that, like the leaked version before it got all produced.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
So there's the album version, and then there's the one from the one that the album that was when it was leaked, and it doesn't have the Parting Gift, I don't think, is on it.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Oh, I'll send it to you. Remind me.
Oh, please do. Thank you.
I actually really like it better than the album, the official album version. It's great. I used to run to it all the time.
Nice.
Yeah, so You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Carole King.
Nice.
So, Building a Mystery by Sarah McLachlan. That's one of my favorites. Uh-huh. You Keep Me Hanging On by The Supremes. So anyway, yes, Matt.
It's like a good varied list.
I love this list.
Very, very comprehensive.
Yeah, I love this list. Thank you for sharing it, and thank you for playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's time for She-Mails. What?
Hooray!
And the first one actually is going to be a bit of a discussion piece for us. And that this is from Joanne. And this is a bit of feedback about my makeup story from a couple of weeks ago. Colleen, I'm an episode behind, so maybe others noted this. But in any case, please do not feel obligated to read this on the show. But I just cannot let this pass without making a statement that might influence you in the future. What you did at Rite Aid with the cosmetics was not just not cool, it was wrong. It was stealing. No different than shoplifting. Trying to justify it by, quote, it's a big corporation, does not change the fact that you stole from a company who in turn needs to include their pricing coverage for people who steal from them, which ultimately means you have taken money from people who shop there, not the big corporation. And suggesting abusing the Walmart great customer service policy of returns without questions is contemplating stealing from them and makes companies have to really consider if great customer service is worthwhile if people are just going to abuse it and steal from them. I am, to say the least, very disappointed and truly hope that you never think about stealing again, that you will think about never stealing again. Quite honestly, disappointed is not the right word. I am saddened is maybe better wording. Joanne. And then I had responded to her with an update on my own story, which I had not included on the podcast just because the topic we never really came back to it. And that was what I actually ended up doing after talking to Amanda that day. I had already returned the cover up, and I returned the cover up because it was the wrong shading anyway, and I always would have returned it, even if I was buying it to buy it. And the other stuff, what I ended up doing was going to the store and buying it for cheaper somewhere else and then returning the unopened ones that I had bought at Walgreens and I'm sorry, at Rite Aid, and keeping the other ones in my car as backup emergency makeup to have. And actually that was all, you know, credit to Amanda, because I thought about it after she made me feel bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah. Well,
I lost a little sleep over Joanne's email, but I didn't lose any sleep over your discussions.
Oh, good. Because your sleep is very precious to me.
Well, yeah. It's not like I'm getting it anyway. But
exactly.
So that's what I ended up doing. And like I had told Joanne, I don't know if I consider buying it something and then returning it to be theft, and we're going to have to maybe agree to disagree on that. But I did, you know, I did feel bad about, you know, taking advantage of that and did, you know, change it. But we never, by the time I did all that, the topic was over and done with here. So, and I completely, honestly, totally forgot about it. So then, I'm sorry. And then I explained that the Walmart thing was a joke because we talked about my printer that they won't take back, which I actually tried to use that printer again this weekend, and it really doesn't fucking work. And I had to drive all the way into work on a Sunday morning to print something out. And this fucking printer that I bought from them that worked the first time I set it up and then just does not work. And I don't understand why it doesn't work. And it makes me really, really frustrated. And I just want to be able to return it. And they won't take it back. So their return policy sort of does suck in some instances. I'm just saying. I was really upset because it was like 9 o'clock in the morning and I was like, well, I guess I have to run to work now and print this out while nobody's around because I didn't want to have to go in and talk to anybody. But anyways, this I think we wanted to talk about, though, just the broader discussion of what constitutes stealing or theft and what doesn't. Like, because I feel like all of this is kind of a gray area, kind of a shady area. And Jay had told me he was going to get me some stats about like retail and like what actually affects the bottom line of what customers pay versus like what the company loses. But he never did because he's stupid. So
traveling for work, not around to remind.
Whatever. But anyway, so I don't have that. But I did want to talk about this because I made a list of things that I would do and wouldn't do just because, you know, I was really thinking about this email a lot. Does anybody want to start? Because I got a lot of bullet points. So maybe somebody else should pick this up and guide me over which one I should use first then.
Well, I think more to just say that, like, what we sort of in our discussion offline about this is that it's a gray area because everyone has a very personal, like, code of morals that they operate by.
Yeah.
So the line is a different shape for every person. So it's not a straight line for everyone.
It's kind of a dot to you.
It's a dot, it's a zigzag, and it's different for everybody. So I think that's really interesting because, you know, I think the example I used when we were talking about it earlier is that the makeup thing really bothered me. But yet we have this story in my family where all of the steak knives that my grandmother owned, she stole from an American steakhouse. Every time they would go as a family to eat, she would like keep her knife. And so all of her knives were from this one restaurant. And I laugh at that story and I think it's funny. And my parents still have those knives and they still use them. And I didn't realize that's where they came from. But, like, I see no issue in that. But yet I had such a moral objection to the makeup. So it's like there's a real disconnect there.
There is. And I have heard a story from somebody, maybe it was Jack that told me this, that somebody that works at Home Depot told him. So, yes, try to follow this. And this might have been on a podcast that there's a dude that comes in every year to Home Depot, buys a ladder, uses it to hang his Christmas lights, and then returns it like a week later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's messed up.
But ladders are, you know, like big ladders are like $100. So
right. And not everyone has the space to store them.
See, but there we go. Like, is that like they can totally resell that ladder, though, right? Because it's just a fucking ladder that somebody stood on. As long as it's not dirty or, you know, if you returned it in good position,
in good condition.
Thank you. So, you know, we have something like that. And I don't really consider that to be stealing. But then
I consider it a need to have a place to rent ladders.
Okay, yes. I have actually talked to Jay about that, too, because we needed to buy a saw for something. And I was like, they should just have a rental thing. I think they actually do. But anyway, so.
Oh, great. Problem solved.
What I would not do is, so at Costco, they have, you know, the little like plastic, clear plastic cups for water versus, you know, the regular like fountain soda beverage cups. And Zach, you know, whenever we get food there, we don't get him a drink because he just drinks water. But so I had his little like, you know, 6 ounce cup or whatever, filled it up with water. And he said, I want lemonade instead. And I was like, oh, well, you know, we didn't get you a drink. And I would never consider taking like asking for a free cup for water and then using that to fill it up with soda. To me, I feel right. Like, you know, that's wrong. I wouldn't do that. So I guess
even though that soda is worth like 2 pennies.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, and a lot of people wouldn't see that as an issue. So it's like, yeah.
Yes. I wouldn't do that either.
But when I go to I know somebody who, and this is a true story, this is well known, somebody through my place of employment who carries around like a big gulp or whatever and then goes in to get free refills whenever he's at wherever he bought it from.
Okay, first of all,
which I think is Well, yeah, I don't know if it's a big gulp.
I mean, I applaud his ingenuity, but pretty gross.
See, I don't know if it's a big gulp. Yeah, like, you know, like wherever. So I think that I'm kind of like, really, that's like, I mean, that's cheap, but is it really stealing? I kind of feel like at some point it sort of is maybe kind of like stealing. Cause like
right, because that's not the intention of the big gulp, that yeah. like they intend that you refill it like once or twice.
And for me, like the makeup thing in particular, I understand the stealing argument, but I guess for me, like what actually bothered me was just the thought that like it's just
wasteful.
The consumer, yeah, the yeah. wasteful consumer culture of it all.
Right.
I'm not a super big fan of, but like I was saying, like I wouldn't do the soda thing either. And I think that I think there's nothing wrong with stealing if you don't have the means to, you know, feed yourself. But if you do, like, then it's not okay. Like, I remember actually this one guy who was like sort of in my circle of friends like 8 or so years ago, around the time that I was called pretentious. my first impression of him was we like stopped by basically the equivalent of Whole Foods in the town I used to live in. And I don't know, bought something or another. And when we left, it turned out he had taken a whole giant wheel of cheese.
What?
How do you even yeah. do that? And you being with him, how did you not notice?
That is random.
I went home that night because I was like, fuck that. Like, fuck this guy. That is not okay. Like, you do not, I'm sorry. You just don't do that. It's a giant wheel of cheese.
Right.
Like,
I just want to know how he got the big wheel of cheese
destitute.
Out.
Yeah, just in his jacket, I'm telling you. But like, he's not destitute. If it was somebody who like really needed to eat, then I have no problem.
Yeah.
With like the robbery yeah. concept.
Well, like other things, like okay, as I told you guys, I have pint glasses upstairs from different breweries that I've been to. I think I have like 3, and I've gathered them over the last like 10 years, 3 or 4. But, you know, one of them, my boss, like, slipped in her purse because I was like, I love this. And, like, I knew she was going to – I knew as soon as I said it that she was probably going to end up, you know, taking it. And she did and was like, here you go. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I didn't bring it back and be like, you know, we're in the parking lot. Let's go put it back. I was like, awesome. Thank you. But we went to Puerto Rico, I think it was. We went somewhere and there was a Christmas tree up and we – I was obsessed with this fucking glittery star on the Christmas tree ornament. And at the end of our trip, I totally took it home with me. And it has been for the last 15 years on my Christmas tree. So, I mean, it's technically stealing, but like, I feel like that's more like a souvenir. So like, where is the line okay, here's another example. I was thinking about this and wrote down last week at the bouncy house. This is how I spent a good half an hour of my 3 hours there. Okay, when we bought the bassinet for Alex that he doesn't use, of course, now. But when we bought the bassinet, for some reason, it got like lost in the shipping. Like they said, they tried to deliver it and nobody was home, but we were at home sitting in the living room, which looks out the front door at the time, and nobody had come by. And like, I got the notification on my phone. I was like, they didn't try to drop this off. And the bassinet, nobody knew where it was for like a week. So I called Amazon and, you know, they sent another one. And the original one got delivered on the same day. So then we had 2 bassinets and they didn't ask for the first one back. Like they eventually did, but it took like another week. So I didn't know what to do with that because I didn't have like a return label. So mm-hmm. I was going to donate it to a local organization called Interact, which shelters women and children who are victims of domestic abuse, or especially kids who are victims of like sexual or domestic abuse or whatever. So I was just going to take it there and donate it. Like my boss is on the board of directors for them. So I like organized, I was like, tell me, you know, where I should drop this off. So would that technically be stealing? Because I did not contact Amazon to try to get them to take this back.
Right.
But at the same time, it took them like a week to realize that it had been delivered, that I, you know, had these 2 things at the same time. So
I feel totally fine about that.
Yeah, well, because I think it's noble that you were like, well, I don't need 2, so I'll just donate it instead of like, oh, I'll try and sell it on Craigslist or something. Like, right. you So you were gonna, your first inkling was to donate it.
Well, yeah, because I wasn't gonna. I mean, I feel like it's bad karma to profit off of a baby thing like that.
Yeah,
And then we were talking about, and this is where I guess I'll let you guys talk. What about when you have sharing logins for stuff? Like, we don't have cable, and we use my parents' Optimum login for a couple of things. We pay for a lot of the different things like HBO and whatnot, but like Nick Jr., where the fucking Paw Patrol is, there's no way to subscribe to that, I don't think. So we use my parents' login for their Optimum. Is that stealing? I guess it technically is. So should we stop doing that? But my God, I really need that sanity of Zachary watching Paw Patrol.
I don't think that's stealing because I have issue with cable companies. So
yes, but then you go back to the argument of, is the bottom line being hurt? But then I think, well, the CEOs of these companies, cable companies, whatever, they're not hurting.
Capitalism sucks, and it's a shitty system. Right. So we're trying to follow the rules and play nice within a shitty system. But yet I can't, like, I don't know. I think for me, like, the knife example, I do have a friend who like grabbed some spoons at like a Denny's or something one time and then left them at my place. And like, we didn't even need spoons, but whatever. It was like 4, you know, like soup spoons or whatever. And it was kind of like, thank you. And I guess that's funny, but like, I didn't need this and I didn't ask for it and I don't really want it. And we still have them. And now every time I use them, I think. But like that, you know, like I'm not gonna like take them back to wherever they came from, like whatever. But I wouldn't personally do that, I guess.
But what I think I would personally do it now. There was a time in my life where I would, but I wouldn't do it. Yeah. Now
I wouldn't do it now. Like, I'm not hard up for a spoon, you know. But like what I will do, for example, and what I have done on a couple of occasions, which I just think of as like haggling, is, for example, Stitch Fix. You pay a $20 styling fee.
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah, you just started doing some real weird.
Whoa, that got real freaky.
You started to like duplicate and multiply and mutate.
Is it better or should I log out and log back in?
No, you're good now. Okay, that's good. Go ahead.
Okay. So Stitch Fix, which charges a $20 styling fee every time they send you something. But that, like, if you keep anything, that styling fee goes towards the clothes that you bought. Mm-hmm. On a couple of occasions, I haven't kept anything that they sent, but each time I've just emailed them to essentially say a little bit more diplomatically that I don't think I should have to pay the $20 styling fee if I didn't keep anything. And every time, because of their good customer service, they've just rolled that over to the next month. That's stealing? I think it's just good negotiation.
Yeah, I think that's just smart. Like, it's a valid argument that you didn't keep anything, so you just ate. You essentially ate those $20.
I mean, they would say, like,
especially if it's happened more than once.
Time,
right?
Selecting those things for me, and that's true. Like, they spent work time selecting those things, but they selected things that I didn't like.
Right. Well, I think for me, what sort of struck me is that you said it happened multiple times. If it happened once, it could be like, all right, so this one didn't work out, like $20, whatever. But if it's happened more than once, then yeah, I think you're well within your rights to be like, look, this is the third box that I didn't keep anything. Like, I've now spent $60 on nothing.
Well, I mean, I did it the very first time.
All right, well, what about constantly to get like the free Hulu trials, constantly creating new emails just to get a free trial? Is that stealing or is that just taking advantage of something that's out there?
I think it's somewhere in between. Like, I would do it once, but I don't think I would do it multiple times. I think it would make me feel a little weird.
These are things that I need to know.
Like, I think I would make one fake account to like take advantage of an additional free. But I think after that, if I still found I needed the service, I would just pay for it.
Okay. Well, see, all you people are like way better people than me.
Well, but it's one thing that like if you want access to Hulu for just one show, like the fact like getting Hulu just to watch Handmaid's Tale, I didn't watch that much else when I had it. So it sort of didn't I couldn't justify spending the extra money to have it. But like if I found other things on Hulu I wanted to watch, and it's like, oh, okay, I can justify this expense.
Gotcha. I don't know. I think the most questionable thing that I still do is use like my parents' logins for certain cable apps. Because I guess, but like somebody's paying for it, and I guarantee they're not watching Nick Jr. So somebody's got to use that channel that they're paying for.
True. And here's the test. If they, for whatever reason, canceled their account, would you then pay for it yourself?
I don't think that it's an option to.
Without getting, like, you'd have to get a full cable package.
Yeah. Which we're not going to do. So if they do that, I hope that it's when my children are out of Paw Patrol age.
Fair. So that's sort of how I justify it, because I steal one of our accounts. That it's not even like our parents. It's like a friend's parents. Like, it's real bad. I just tell myself that it's not a thing that we're doing. And I just move on. But I justify it by saying, like, if for whatever reason one day they change their account or they get rid of it and we can't access it anymore, that I would pay for the service.
Yeah, that's what my sister does when she logs into my fucking Netflix. But you know something? I know every time she does it, and she watches terrible shows, so I make fun of her every time. She's like, I would pay for it. And I'm like, well, then why don't you? Why are you still logging into my account?
Because you've made it easy for her to do it.
Yeah, because I'm too nice. See, there we go. I'm paying it forward. I'm letting somebody else steal from me.
Right. Because I think a lot of times we steal things, or we take advantage of a system that that provides the loophole in which to do so.
Yeah. So if I guess that's where I was getting at, and then we can close this discussion out because it's been a half an hour.
Oh, but Jesus.
Yeah, is if there's a loophole and you take advantage of it, is it stealing? Or like morally, it's probably not right, but you know, it's also not wrong. I think where I draw the line is if I am worried about getting into trouble about something, like the people at Rite Aid or Walmart aren't going to know if I bought something to, you know, or at Home Depot aren't going to know if I bought a ladder to hang my Christmas lights and then return it, like, you know, but somebody at Costco might see that I'm using the little clear plastic cup to fill it up with lemonade instead of water, like I got it. So, you know, I draw the line where I won't do that there. So please read this in the Carrie Bradshaw voice. I couldn't help but wonder, but does it all just come back to what we can get in trouble for and what we could get away with?
I think for me, though, also the biggest difference with like some of these like Hulu and stuff is, first of all, those companies are doing just fine. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you're not taking something away from anyone else. You're not like contributing to a system. You're not doing something that's going to make the service more expensive for other people.
Right.
And like, essentially, it's all like family based. So like if you lived in the same house, you would all be sharing that stuff anyway.
True.
That's valid. Well, I think some of those big companies, like part of that probably gets factored into their budget and their bottom line, like how much product they can lose before it impacts them.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it's probably a higher number than we realize.
Yeah, it is. Because that's what Jay was talking about, or just that it's a lot from what he saw at Apple and what was it took a lot to kind of affect bottom lines or whatever. But anyway, I'll leave this question out there for the listeners. So we should start to wrap this up. What do you think? Because I'm actually very interested in this because, you know, I'm interested in knowing where does everybody else draw the line? Or what do you do that could be considered kind of sketchy? Broadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call 276-2373. That's 331-276-2373.
Sorry, Daniel locked the cat in here and he's just sitting at the door like staring.
Oh my God.
He does not want to be here in the room alone with the girl.
Oh. Zoe freaked me the fuck out this morning. I fed Alex. It was like 6:15, and then I put him back down. And I was like, "Oh, please don't let Zach wake up before 7. Please don't let Zach wake up before 7. I just want to get another half hour of sleep." And Zoe, because he sleeps directly next to me, like on the like next to my bed, directly next to my bed. She like steps on top of me practically to perch herself at the edge of the bed and just starts staring at him.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, are you, because I didn't think she was going to like jump in there or anything, but I was like, are you in there to like protect him from something? Is there a bug in, first I was like, is there like a bug or a spider in there with him that she's stalking? Does she sense that he's about to stop breathing? Like, it was a very unnerving time. And then of course I didn't go back to sleep before Zach woke up, which kind of sucked, but whatever. Zach woke me up by, because I tried to pretend to be asleep, woke me up by throwing the covers off of me and being like, it's time to get up, the sun's coming out soon, we have to go. And I was like, Zach, I'm cold. And then he flung his body on me and was like, no, you feel warm. I was like, you're a dick.
Little shit.
You little shit. I'm freezing cold. Every time I tried to pull the blanket off, he pulled it back down and was like, we have to get up now. And I was like, no, we don't. It's only 7. He woke up at 7 even after the time change, which would have been 6. Oh, so he still woke up an hour earlier. I was like, who are you? Why? Why is this a thing? But all right. Anyway.
Yeah, so we have an email from Jana called Car Trouble in Yosemite. Hello, ladies. Shandy was talking about the young visitors running down the car battery while they were in Yosemite and nearly getting stranded. That reminded me of the time I drove my roommate's sister, Pepper, what a fun name, up to Yosemite for her summer job. Yosemite is a many-hour drive from Burbank, and by the time we got to the camp where she was going to be working, it was very late in the day. My car died as we reached the camp/village. The repair shop was getting ready to close for the night, so we had to leave the car there. The hotel that we were staying at was 30 minutes back, so we had to... Oh, bum. I thought it said burn. So we had to...
burn on the brain, okay?
Right. So we had to bum a ride from strangers. Luckily, we found a young couple who was heading back that direction. It turned out that they had been partying, and we ended up being pulled over by park police, who said if Pepper would drive, she knew how to drive a stick shift, and I did not, then he would let us continue. We did without further incident. The next morning, we had the challenge of getting back to the 30-minute away village to get my car and for Pepper to start her job. We ended up making a hitchhiking sign asking for a ride. Some older guys picked us up in an old hippie van complete with shag carpet and gave us a ride. Oh my God, that is the start of a horror movie. Jana, I'm glad you are allowed to tell the story.
Oh, Jana. I love you, Jana. Hi, by the way.
Luckily for us, they were basically stoner nature dudes, so this very risky adventure ended safely. Whew. Still makes me nervous. Don't necessarily recommend anyone trying this, but it was many years ago when things weren't quite what they are now. Looking forward to seeing you all in May, Jana.
Yay! I can't wait. Insane. You think Jana's going to make us margaritas again?
Oh my God, I hope so. Ooh. I need to buy my plane ticket. I think I'm going to do that this week.
Yes. Do it.
Yes.
Jana, I'm really glad that you didn't get killed by a hitchhiker.
Me too. That would have been a super bummer.
Have you guys ever hitchhiked?
No, but my dad told, but my my dad was recently telling me and Jay about the time that he hitchhiked when he was living in London for a semester, and he went to like some crazy bar in like wherever it was and then hitchhiked his way back, and we were just like, what?
Yeah. I feel like it was a different time in like the 70s, 80s, yeah. 60s. Like it wasn't a thing that it is now.
I know growing up, my mother definitely like hammered home that I was not to hitchhike ever. And I don't know, maybe it's changing in France. I have no idea. It seemed much more common in France, but still, I like couldn't wrap my head around it. And Fran picked up a hitchhiker one time. I remember like when we were dating back in the day. Yeah, I picked up a hitchhiker as we were driving, and I was kind of like,
yeah,
right.
What is happening? But it was just totally natural for him. And then he jumped the guy off, and then it was fine, and it was no big deal. And But yeah, can't say I've ever hitchhiked. I did. Oh, one time I picked up hitchhikers because I was driving down to Big Sur. I see these two women like hitchhiking down to Big Sur. And my first thought is, God, fuck, like, I hope they're going to be okay. I get closer. I actually knew them. Like, okay, bitches, get in the car.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Okay, so you practice safe hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's fun.
That's fun. That's special.
That everything worked out for Jana. And oh my God, how fucking cool must that have been for her sister to work in Yosemite for a summer? That's like one of those things that, like, if I could rearrange some things in my, like, earlier years, like, I should have really counted on, like, a summer in a national park, because that's pretty sweet.
Okay.
That's all. See you next week.
That's all, folks. We'll see you next week. Everybody get to that soup making and speedboating and whatever else we joked about. Those are the only two that I can remember right now. Thank you guys for listening. If housekeeping, thank you to our patrons, because you guys are the bomb. Diggity-o. And if you'd like to become a patron, you can do so by visiting patreon.com/JNJack, or you can go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. A special thank you to Eckhart Rickner, Tech from Tokyo, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Creepy/Funny Mailman. Thank you guys in particular. We are currently running a promotion for the month of March, so get that shit in quick. That's what she said. You can head over to patreon.com, though, and you can become a patron at, I guess what it's 22% off, so 78% of what it would be in honor of Natural History Month. Women's History Month. And that would be at the $5 and the $15 levels. We have some really fun things at those levels, so please check that out. If you would like to add our Amazon affiliate link to your Amazon homepage, that would be super awesome. And that is janejack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. And also check out Julie's Pure Romance link. So the broadcast has a Pure Romance party. That is in the show notes. The link for that, it's also in the Facebook group. If you'd like to become a part of the patrons group, you can become a patron at $5 or more. But if you'd like to just join the regular Facebook group, that is facebook.com/group/JNJack group. And we're all there. We're all everywhere. We are. See, look, guys, I finished painting my nails purple for spring.
Oh, nice. God, I miss nail polish.
Well, did you see Claire's is going out of business?
I did see that.
Oh, wow.
I feel like part of childhood is dying. And Toys R Us. It's like my tween years and my child years are gone.
Oh, gone.
Where are young tweens and teens going to get their ears pierced?
I know.
Piercing Pagoda. I think that's still a thing.
Piercing Pagoda, yeah.
Never heard of that one.
That's the thing in the middle of the mall.
Yeah, it's like a kiosk.
Yeah, I got, well, Amanda, you were with me when I got the third ones and this, right?
I think so. I might have gotten one with you. I know I got one with Eddie once.
You got this one up, the top one with me.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got my sec because I got three holes.
She said, I mean, we do.
That's literally what she just said. I have three holes and then the fourth one up top. It's my mouth hole.
I used to have three holes and a fourth one at the top, but I let a lot of them close.
If you don't lose it, you use it. If you don't use it, you lose it. Woo! Well, that was an unintentional pun. I think I got my second holes from piercing Pagoda. Maybe the third ones too. I can't remember. Broadway Mall in Hicksville, everybody.
Nice. We had a family friend that had her own piercing gun.
Oh God!
So I think a fair amount of my piercings came from that at someone's kitchen table, like family picnics.
That I would not do.
Sounds exciting. I hope Julie keeps the link up past my 6 weeks, which I'm not starting rumors or anything, but the hand jive is totally not here anymore. So I don't know where it went. All right. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening again. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And come back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.